glass of water because she is a ventriloquist. Okay, the bad news, I had to rake up piles of still frozen leaves. Okay, good news, the rake broke. Thank you. Thank you. Well, what do you know?
Live from San Francisco, California to Charleston, South Carolina, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know with Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, actress Brandy Burry, all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says if Frank Kaminsky turns out to be Jewish, it means rapture for his people, it's Michael Feldman.
Yeah, we got a rapture coming too, you know. Leave all the Methodists behind, you know, just the Jews. Unitarians, sorry. Nice try, don't quite get there. Yeah, okay, well, I told that to my brother, actually. I said, you know, Frank Kaminsky could be Jewish. That would be like a first for our people. He said, there's no way he's Jewish. He grew 7 inches in high school. That's my brother Howard, 5'6". Otherwise, a very good ball player. Too bad. Okay, so the weather, okay, it's breaking, I think, now, huh? Something's broken, I know that. I told him Wisconsin was a lousy tourism idea. They got a foot up north, I hear. Hey. Yeah, anyone up north there? Did you get a foot up there? Yeah, did you get a foot? Can I see it? You got 1 foot up north and 1 foot here, huh? Okay, that's cool. Well, the only compensation is that all great art and invention occur in this climate. Did you know that? Not necessarily here. Got to do something to stay warm, you know, art and inventions. I don't know about you, but I could use a climate change. That's how I feel. In the news, Obamacare hits its goal of 7 million signups to great disdain. Barack Dangerfield can't get no respect. Russian troops on Ukraine border wearing the same outfits for nearly 2 months now. Something's got to give. McDonald's closes its restaurants in Crimea because they couldn't keep up with the demand for Russian dressing. They have Russian dressing, I guess, if you ask for it. Darth Vader may not run for Ukraine president because he's being deemed a little light in the lightsaber. That was a long way to go for nothing, I agree. Supreme Court decides on Powerball limits for campaign contributions. Powerball limits, I say. The court's ruling makes the Koch brothers a branch of government. That's got to be a good thing. Well, the Supreme Court gets 10% of everything over a million, so that works out for them, too. Well, the majority does. So it's a win-win for the democratic process, is what I'm trying to say. And this my one-line editorial, fat cats can spread the wealth, but farmers can't spread the manure? What the heck? Here in Wisconsin, after only allowing voting when people are working, the legislature uppercuts with a law allowing poll watchers to look over your shoulder and guide your hand at the polls. Next up in Governor Walker's voter containment blitzkrieg, giving someone a ride to the polls a felony. Another news that isn't but is, President George W. Bush shows his paintings of world leaders highlighted by a very buff, blue-eyed, looking-into-your-soul Vladimir. Very nice. Very favorable. He's pretty good. He's not bad. Not Putin, I mean, W. That was great about the kid from Long Island, but probably would happen more often if everyone applied to every Ivy League school. You know, who does that? I applied to all Big Ten schools, and there were 10 at that time. And except for Purdue, I had it. Okay, our very own Paulie Ryan's budget plan calls for Social Security to be replaced by guaranteed Mickey D. crew chief positions for every fairly able-bodied old person. So you get an automatic crew chief. That's pretty good. It's enticing. Because they got to pull themselves up from their own walkers. No pun intended. In other news, new Letterman wouldn't last. Huh? Okay. Will be replaced by Joe Biden. I think that's really a good pick. It's a little surprising, but not very. The Europeans' threefold advantage in Neanderthal genes serves them well in football. Or as Cro-Magnons call it, soccer. This is a very educated thing to say. This is a person who has studied some anthropology.
Take that out. That's bad.
I'm taking it out, yeah. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg gets $3.3 billion return on his $1 salary. That's pretty darn good. Percentage-wise, what would that be? I don't even want to think. 3.3 billion percent, I guess. Something like that. I'll have to work it out. But how does a person with no social skills spend that kind of money? You know, what does he do with it? Nothing. Rand Paul comes out for immigration reform since his dad comes from Tralfamador. Tralfamador. Yeah, thank you very much. Could you footnote all my jokes? It would be very helpful. You're a big, big help. A GM that plays cobalts in a gunny sack and drown them. Researchers say seven portions of fruit and veggies every 2 or 3 years is not enough for most people. For others, it's more than enough. Other researchers find that zebras have vertical stripes in front to make them look taller and horizontal stripes in back to make their butts look smaller. These are researchers. Don't blame me for that. Too much running is tied to shorter lifespan, or maybe you just get to the finish line sooner. The cheerleader who sued her parents gets a fixed $56,000 scholarship, and boy, are they nice to her now. Putin's divorce comes through after he annexes wife Ludmilla's divorce lawyer. And anyhow, the governors place their bets on the Wisconsin-Kentucky game, Kentucky bourbon versus Wisconsin teacher retirement accounts. That's all the news that is. Thank you so much. I know I get more like you. What's it going to be, bourbon? I don't think so. All right. We'll enjoy the bourbon, I'm sure.